This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The federal government wants to make climate resilience Colorado's next big industry. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The National Science Foundation has announced 10 new regional innovation engines, places it plans to flood with research funding to spur economic development. A partnership between Colorado and Wyoming, one with a plan focused on climate tech. Bryn Reese, a vice chancellor with CU Boulder, says his university hopes to use the funding to develop better wildfire detection.
We can possibly prevent the spread of a wildfire before it gets out of control. And we can also understand how they move so that our responsiveness is going to be more effective.
Other research could focus on floods or drought management. The award is worth up to $160 million over the next 10 years. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The state is considering ways to streamline the management of recreation on Pikes Peak. Eli Janes reports for KRCC.
The early plan recently presented to Colorado Springs City Council proposes that the state could step in to oversee visitors on the mountain. If implemented, Colorado Parks and Wildlife would be the only agency responsible for recreation, a job that's currently held by a handful of organizations. Frank McGee is the Southeast Regional Manager for CPW. He says the current system can be confusing for visitors.
And so I think having a consistent set of rules and, you know, how those rules are implemented and enforced and explained to folks, I think certainly there are potential benefits there.
He says the plan is still in its early phases and many details need to be worked out, but CPW is interested in looking further into the idea. For KRCC News, I'm Eli Janes.
A bill that would ban sweeping homeless encampments during freezing temperatures is headed to Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's desk. Denver City Council members narrowly approved the measure earlier this week. Johnston has said in the past that he does not support the legislation. If he vetoes the bill, councilors could override the decision with 9 votes. But it's uncertain if the sponsors could gain enough additional support to make that happen. You are listening to CPR News. It's 7:06.